This is former Packers cornerback Ken Ellis.
Ken, what does it feel like to be home? Is this still home?
Well, actually, it's not. I live in Louisiana now.
Well, I mean Lambeau Field.
Oh, Lambeau Field, man. I was just looking at the field, and it's in fabulous shape.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it feels great.
Mm-hmm. You were the next Herb Adderley, but your decade with the Packers didn't turn out the way the 60s did here. What was that like, having to measure up to the standards of the 60s team? Was it difficult?
In a way it was, but in another sense it wasn't. I mean, we knew that that was the team then, and we were the team at that particular time, and we knew the capabilities that we had, and we were trying to measure up to those guys, but we didn't quite ever measure up to them. But it was just a tremendous honor to be a part of this organization.
Were they good years for you?
They were excellent years. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin was the ideal place for me because I came from a small town in Georgia, Woodbine, Georgia, and came from a small school, Southern University. And you know, I feel like had I ended up someplace like in New York or Los Angeles, I probably would have gotten lost in the shuffle.
Do you have any regrets from the years you were here, from your career?
Well, I regret that we didn't win more ball games. I felt like the fans deserved better than what they got from us overall, but we gave it our all, and that's the only regret I have, that we didn't win enough ball games.
How has playing professional football helped you in your life after football?
Playing football, period, not just professional, it has taught me, first of all, a lot of self-discipline. It has taught me to be appreciative of what you do have and to be able to help other people and to give back.
The game's changing. I know you still watch football, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you think the game is changing in the right ways?
Well, I think it is. You know, you have to, you know, the players today are a lot bigger, they're a lot stronger, they're a lot faster, they're better conditioned, and you have to try to protect those guys. And some of the hits that these guys are taking nowadays, I look at the games and I say, man, did I do that? But I think it's changing for the better to try to protect the players, and because that's who the game is all about. It's about the players, and anything that you can do to protect the players, to get them on the field, because that's what the fans come to see. They come to see the players.
What are your thoughts as you look at Lambeau Field, the way it exists today with this expansion and with the suites that have, with everything that's been done to this field since you played here? How is it different?
Well, they got a lot more indoor facilities. And I was telling someone earlier, I remember my rookie year, the field was frozen and we couldn't get on the practice field, so they shoved the snow back in the parking lot. We had to walk through on the pavement in the parking lot my rookie year because of the snow. So the conditions, the times have changed, and it's changed for the better. And the stadium, I mean, is fabulous.
Last question. The one game in your Packers career you remember the most?
There were a lot of games that I remember, but I recall the opening game of the 1973 season. We were going to be going up against Joe Namath and the New York Jets in Milwaukee and County Stadium. And I remember that game because we knew the challenge that was going to be held, you know, before us as a secondary. So what we did as a secondary, we got together and we watched the game film together, even beyond what the coaches had given us. And it helped us out tremendously. We ended up winning that game 23-7.